What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
Who's evidently buying a dog. I hope you're joking about that. It's a joke, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's my birthday, and that's not what I wanted for my birthday, for sure.
Uh-huh.
So it's what it's like. Kathy wants for her birthday.
No,
for,
it's
for
my your birthday. Son. Max wants it.
Well, we can talk about Animals Day, I guess, but I kind of had in mind to talk about the occupancy of a house or property, and also how assets are owned and how that relates to insurance. For instance, most people are going to own their personal residence in their personal name.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's going to be their husband or husband and wife own the property jointly. That's mm-hmm. very common. I want to talk about other properties or other occupancies of a house and how that relates to insurance. You want your insurance policy to match up, mirror, or be the same as how the asset is titled. And we see different properties that can be owned different ways. Perhaps you have a LLC, which is a limited liability company. Maybe you have it in a trust. Maybe the property is owned by a corporation. So we need to know as an insurance agent how it's owned, first of all, how the property's titled. And then once we get past that, we got to know who occupies the property or how's it being used.
And how, like if it's seasonal, secondary, if it's primary, that's very important as well. Because how are you, not only who owns it, but how you're using it or how long you're there. Because exposure will be different if you're not there permanently, like you're there, that's your primary home versus a secondary or seasonal. The exposure is going to be different.
One example is I had a customer years ago that had a house that was in the LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like a normal house that you could drive down. I don't know. We have subdivision or row of houses here, down any kind of road, and all the houses look the same. But this house here is owned by an LLC. So the limited liability company basically owns the property. And then the customer lived in the property. He mm-hmm. and his mom owned it, and then he lived there. And I'd given him advice that it needed to be insured a particular way. It couldn't be just a homeowner's policy. Really probably was not going to work because just, limited liability company is indicative that it's considered like a business. However, we do have some companies that will write a homeowner's policy or a dwelling fire policy in this fashion with the name insured being a LLC. So I know the house did burn, and I think there was problems with the claim. We actually were not the agent on it at the time. This has been years ago. But just because you occupy a property and the LLC owns the property, even if you had contents coverage, which would be belongings, those would have to be owned by the LLC.
Mm-hmm.
So if you individually own the property,
that's a problem.
Then you'd have to have another policy.
Your renter's policy.
Which basically, even though you're an owner, but you're also occupying, it would be treated like you're a renter. And you would need to have a policy that covered, let's say that Kathy and I have an LLC, Mark and Kathy LLC. But we live in the property. We're going to have a policy for the LLC. And then we have to have a policy for us individually because the contents were owned by us individually.
But not just that, but the liability part of it, too.
I was getting ready to get to that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if the house were to burn, and obviously we had, clothes, TV, washer and dryer.
Anything that's attached to the
structure. Anything that's not permanently attached is owned by an individual, then they've got to have a separate policy that shows the same ownership as what the contents are.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, when you see these apartment complexes in Atlanta years ago, a lot of tenants did not even have what's called a HO4 policy or a renter's policy. It's pretty standard now that most landlords or property management companies are going to require the tenant to have a renter's policy. That's happened in the last 20 years, right, Kathy?
Oh, yes, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. I remember looking at the news on a Sunday, and we saw this apartment complex that we insured in downtown Atlanta or near downtown Atlanta, and it's on the news, and it's on fire, and we insured it. Mm-hmm. And so we had coverage for the owner, but I wondered how many people didn't have any type of belonging coverage or contents coverage. It's not that much money to get that coverage.
Yeah, renter's policies are very, I think, they look at basically your contents, like how many rooms, you know, and they kind of do like how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, you know, kitchen, living room, and they know by how many rooms should have, how much contents she should have for their policy. But then we ask the customer, you know, how much does seem adequate for you? That's important, of course, but the other big thing for me on that is the liability, because if you don't have a renter's policy and you're living in an apartment complex or a townhome type of thing, something happens, you also don't have liability, which is extremely important, as well as the contents coverage.
So one that comes to mind immediately would be a dog bite. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a dog and it bites somebody.
Right.
And if you don't have a liability policy in place, then you have no coverage for your animal. And you are responsible for your animal. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's on a leash, there can be very large claims resulting from, you know, attack by a dog or an animal. Mm-hmm. Or if we're talking about insuring somebody with livestock, if the cow or horse were to get in the road and cause an auto accident, that's a large liability that people have by owning an animal.
Right.
So this is something you need to consider if you are a tenant. My gut is it's hard to find a place to rent around the area. There's not many available properties, and it seems to be a little bit of a shortage of places to rent. I think
more so in North Carolina than over here in Georgia. I think there's more places.
I don't know. I think it's bad everywhere. Yeah. I think it's just, you know, it's a housing shortage, and people don't have places to rent as much as availability as you would like. But if you are in a situation where you are a tenant, or perhaps maybe you're not the tenant but the landlord, you need to let your tenant know, hey man, we're not covering your contents, right? Because you have to buy your own policy for this. And if I'm a landlord, I want to be sure that my tenant has got liability insurance, and also to take it a step farther, I would like to be listed as a additional insured for liability purposes on their policy.
Right.
I've got a building insured in downtown Hiawassee where it's a business, but the upstairs has got a
it's habitational.
Habitational, which means they're renting out to the individual, and we were able to have the tenant be required to have a policy for their liability and contents. And my customer owns the property. It's in the LLC. But that LLC is listed on the tenant's policy as additional insured. Mm-hmm. And what that means is if somebody comes in a tenant's property, they fall in the premises and somebody's injured, fall down the stairs, whatever, get bit by a dog or whatever could be happening, what's going to happen is the tenant's liable to get sued. And then also they're going to sue not only the tenant but the owner of the property. And if the owner of the property is additional insured, then the liability policy is going to pay also for liability that the owner of the property has. So that they you can pick up coverage under your tenant's policy by being additionally insured.
Right.
And once that's all exhausted, then you got your liability policy. Right. That's how that works.
I think that will basically come first. If it's the reason why they're there is because of the tenant, then they become the policy
hits first.
Yeah,
it would be
first.
It would be primary.
And then the premises or the people that own it would be the second secondary
one. Yeah. So I had one customer one time that got aggravated with me because they had three different ways the property was owned. It had an LLC that owned the building. Then it had a condo inside the building that was owned by a different LLC. And then the condo was leased out to a restaurant. They had three different ways, and it was like, I don't want to pay liability for three times.
Right.
But you there's no way around it. You've got to have either a policy that's got all those named insureds on there, Or if you leave one off, then there's no liability for the named insured. You got to have that listed. And we can combine liability onto one policy as long as there's what's called common majority ownership. But you also do end up sharing your limits with different LLCs in that scenario as well. So it's a kind of a boring topic until you end up having experience on yourself.
Exactly.
It's just not very.
I don't think people understand.
But you need to understand what the ownership of a property is important. You got to make sure that it's all, a lot of people are doing financial planning now, in particular in our area. We have so many retirees and people that are, mature adults now, which we call them. They are putting assets into a trust. Well, you got to address that with your insurance carrier. You need to let the insurance carrier know that the property is owned by a trust.
Right.
I've seen it where they'll just add the trust as a named insured on the policy, and then that way everything's covered.
Right.
I'm not an estate planner, obviously, but I understand that for your estate plan to work properly, you're going to have the assets titled into the trust, or the trust will not work. When you have a, after you pass away, and then if it's not in the trust, then those assets fall outside of the trust, and now you're having to deal with a probate situation that could have been avoided had the assets been properly titled into the trust. And your insurance policy needs to reflect the title of those properties as well. Okay, so we're at a breaking point here, and we'll be back after the break to talk about how assets are titled, how occupancies of properties matter when it comes to your insurance policy. This is Mark and Kathy Moore, and we are listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we are located. More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, and Hayesville, North Carolina. Our office in Blairsville is located across the street from Home Depot. We're next to the post office. We're located in the South State Bank building in a separate wing, a separate entrance. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the actual bank building. So come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building, which is a red brick building next to the hospital. So come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to the United Community Bank. That's our main hub. So come by and see us there in Hayesville as well for your insurance needs. We have another location, which is called Mountain Insurance LLC. It's a division of More Insurance, and it's located in Murphy, North Carolina. We're right past So's Goods Restaurant on the left in Arby's, so come by and see us in Murphy. And then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, which is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance as well. And we're located between Burger King and United Community Bank there in Blue Ridge. So come by and see us. Also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can check out all of our locations. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs, make a payment. And you also can hear all these great podcasts, radio shows that we do. If you've missed one, you can check them out. And then also you can check us out on Facebook as well.
Okay, great. Thank you for that, Kathy. So they were talking about, your house, your property, for most people, is your largest asset, and how that asset is owned and occupied is important.
It's extremely important,
when it comes to insurance, because you want everything to match up exactly with how the property is owned and how the assets are occupied, whether it be land, houses, it might be a commercial exposure on this property. I got thinking about a lot of people have vacant land, and we can write a liability policy on that if need be. But as soon as you start doing something with the vacant land, like putting livestock on it or cattle, or maybe you're going to make it into development, or you're going to build something on it, then that changes things. Mm-hmm. And it's surprising how much people just don't think about it. They don't tell us that they've actually started some sort of whatever on the property. And we've got to make sure that that's covered, because we don't want to have somebody out there that's, you know, now the vacant land's being leased out to somebody that has cattle, or they're doing, I can't think of another example. Maybe they're taking the trees off of it. Just things you got to think about. Maybe you're going to sell your timber on your property. Well, if that happens, I'd make sure that your insurance carrying company knows, and also that you want to make sure that who's taking the timber off will provide you a liability certificate and a workers' comp certificate. You don't want somebody to be falling a tree and they have, injury. Sometimes people get killed doing that. It's dangerous work. I was thinking about, my dad had trees off the farm at one time, and I don't know if the guy had liability or not, or workers' comp. I don't know. He had a skid steer, and he worked it. Or perhaps you've got property that's being hunted on. You may have somebody hunting. That needs to be addressed. So as an insurance agent, we need to know how the property's being used, who owns the property, or maybe you need to let us know if there's going to be a change. I'm going to be doing this in 6 months or whatever. We need to know. If I'm going to build something, we need to have a builder's risk policy. There's all sorts of things we need to know about how it's being used. We don't want to have a situation where we insure liability on vacant land, and we find out later that somebody got shot while they were deer hunting. Things like that could come back on the owner of the property. Let's talk about, a limited liability company. I mean, it's very, very common that people own property. Maybe like myself, I inherited property from my dad, and we set that up in an LLC because I didn't want to have a liability of the property on me personally. And I guess technically it still sort of is, but the hope would be that limited liability would cover or have all the liability, and it wouldn't come back on me and Kathy. The liability would be resting on the LLC. I've also got a tenant that's on the property that has livestock. So I've got the LLC protection. I've got a policy that I have in the name of the LLC that covers me for liability. And then my tenant also carries a liability policy for him. And that way, if his large animal gets out in the road and they come back and say the fencing was not adequate and you're liable for this, and now there's been a car accident and somebody's injured and I'm getting sued and the tenant's getting sued, I've got liability and he's got liability for this. So that's an example. Most businesses that we have are hopefully owned by a LLC, or many times owned by S Corporation. Surprisingly, still people are putting businesses in their personal name as a doing business as.
Right. We always encourage them to keep their business and their personal person, not to combine it, because then you're putting yourself up for a problem if there is a situation or a claim or someone sues you, that they could go after, that as well. So that's why people do the LLC or S Corps, to avoid all their assets being pulled into a situation.
You don't want to lose your life savings at your savings account because you operated a business and now you've got a liability claim.
Right.
Or even worse, it's kind of shocking about how people do not buy workers' comp. And one of the misconceptions is like, oh, I don't have any employees, I'm not responsible. Mm-hmm. So I just give everybody a 1099 or pay them cash. That is still going to roll back on you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to get sued for that, even though the workers' comp law says you don't have to have workers' comp unless you have three or more employees. Mm-hmm. But the liability doesn't go away. You still have the liability of that. So I would not operate a business. If you're paying anybody for labor, period, I would not operate a business without having a work comp policy. It's just too chancy and risky.
So we encourage our customers to always ask for a certificate of insurance prior to the job, when the job starts. A lot of times people will get insurance just for that job, or they won't keep it for the whole entire policy term. So be conscious of that you want to get the certificate of insurance is a snapshot of the policy that they have, but it also gives you, it's only good for 30 days. It's not good for, we give it 30 day ones is what we do.
It's only good for that period of time.
Right.
It only shows you that particular time, point in time, they had insurance.
Right.
If it cancels the next day, then
right.
that's I think what Kathy's trying to say is you're additional insured.
Yes.
You may end up getting a copy of something that may be canceling in 30 days.
Yes.
But, you know, it's just if somebody's working on your property, it's a good measure or to have somebody that is carrying workers' comp insurance. I've got people right now at our house. I got some on the side of the road on scaffolding doing painting. And I got some plumbers putting in our water shelf device, which we talk about later. And I know both those companies have, because we insure them, but both of them have workers' comp. So if somebody falls off the scaffolding in my house, the workers' comp is going to pay for that.
We hope that doesn't happen.
Do what?
We hope that doesn't happen.
Let's pray they don't, yeah. They lose professional painters.
Yes, they're good. They're really good.
They're good, and they do a good job. So, okay, well, that's the show for today. It's like, wow, here we go. But thanks for listening, and this is Mark and Kathy Moore. You've been listening to Peace of Mind, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains, and we hope to be back next week for a new show. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.